I'm Michelle Franzen. Before starting his four-month prison sentence, Peter Navarro, one-time advisor to former President Trump, vowed to win his appeal after being convicted of contempt of Congress for defying a January 6 committee subpoena. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
He's saying this is politically motivated, but important to remember that Navarro was convicted by a jury of his own peers in Washington, D.C. The judge overseeing this didn't find any misconduct on behalf of the government, so this is a talking point that you will continue to hear from Trump allies, former Trump allies, as we watch some of these cases progress.
The U.S. Supreme Court allowing the Texas immigration law to take effect until justices can review the case on its merits. The controversial measure allows local police in Texas to arrest migrants and state judges to deport them. President Biden in Nevada campaigning and detailing his budget request to Congress aimed at helping ease the cost for home buyers and renters. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein says she's not a spoiler. She aims to get at least 5% of the Wisconsin vote in November, presumably from left-of-center voters.
There's a substantial portion within the Democrats who are looking for something else, but an even bigger demographic are those who refuse to even show up for the Democratic primary.
Stein appeared on WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. State officials are working on a new plan to keep internet access affordable for many Wisconsinites. The affordable connectivity program that has helped cut internet prices for many residents is set to end in April due to a lack of funding, so state officials have proposed the Digital Equity Program. A start date for the program has not been announced as it awaits the release of federal funding, but once enacted, it will focus on internet affordability and getting Wisconsinites, particularly in rural areas, more reliable internet access. A Duluth man was arrested after allegedly shooting a gun through his neighbor's door. According to the Duluth Police Department, a 34-year-old man was taken into custody after allegedly firing his shotgun at his neighbor's door while trying to break into their apartment. The incident occurred last Sunday in the area of North 2nd Avenue East and East 6th Street, but wasn't reported to law enforcement until later in the week. Nobody was reported injured during the incident, and authorities have not revealed what led up to it. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks prepare for the Celtics.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks host the number one seed in the East, the Boston Celtics, tomorrow night. Damian Lillard, what they did better on Sunday in their decisive win over Phoenix.
I thought the ball just moved well. We was able to get into the paint and get them kind of in rotation, and I think the ball just went where it was supposed to go. When that happens, you get quality shots.
Milwaukee, the number two seed in the East, 10 games behind Boston. NFL, former Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell posted over 20 tweets about his time in Green Bay, saying he met privately with Matt LaFleur last season to tell him what he thought was wrong with the defense. The Packers released Campbell last week. He's now with the 49ers. Those tweets have now gone viral. Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Angels. At age 65, Pat Murphy asked about finally becoming a full-time manager.
A lot of people have reached out and said, oh, you deserve it, you know, and I don't feel that way. You know, I don't feel deserving. I just feel grateful.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Happy first day of spring as we get a little spike in our temperatures temporarily, rising to the mid-40s today. However, winds pulling out of the north become feisty, knocking us down to the single digits tonight and staying below freezing tomorrow under sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, noon to 2 on Wednesday. Pat Kreitel, Trey V. Olson join me to talk about a three-way blender in our ride into spring.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. If you're Peter Navarro, it means go directly to prison. Do not collect $200. Do not pass go. How you doing, little buddy?
Good, Crudy. Good to be with you, Nate and Rich, on the board. A beautiful day here in Milwaukee. Thank you, audience, for joining us. And is this the first time? Is this the first, you know, insider from Donald Trump's crew going directly to jail? It's not, right? Maybe within the cabinet or the White House, but Manafort and... I mean, the people associated with him, right? The CFO, Weisselberg. A lot of people go to jail around Trump. Cohen.
You know, I'd be a little nervous if I were Donald Trump today. Like, let's just say you and I had done some criming together.
Yeah.
And I'd have told you to please not tell anybody, you know, because I'm the president of the corporation. I got presidential immunity, and I don't want you to tell anyone, so keep your clap shut. And then you get subpoenaed, and the Congress wants you to go give some testimony about the, let's just say, the criming we did together, Dom. And you ended up going to prison over it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I'd be a little nervous about my portion of the criming today. Even think? If the rationale and the reason you're going to prison is because you refuse to give testimony against me, I'd still be looking to get you rubbed out.
Based on
I get you shanked in the yard.
Immunity claim. I'm sorry, a claim of immunity because of, you know, presidential conversations, which Trump never offered, right? I mean, couldn't Trump have done something more here?
Yes. He could have specifically made the claim of privilege, you know, presidential immunity, you know. He cannot talk about this privileged conversation. I've directed him. He did not do that. And in fact, when Navarro came outside, not the prison per se, but he did do a presser at the gas station for like 30 minutes now. Because apparently the Four Seasons landscaping was already booked for the day. So Navarro did a gas station.
Well, he had to presser. Pick up a couple cartons of cigarettes, man. You got to make friends as soon as you get on the inside.
Here's the good news. He's going in on Taco Tuesday, Dom.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Navarro immediately looks for, you know, some Trumpsters? I mean, that means he's going to have to hook up with the Aryan Brotherhood, does it not? I mean, he's going to have to join the nation, Dom. He'll be Peter Navarro, who, for a man of 74, has relatively good hair. I admire the man. I don't have good hair.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
But he's going to come out of prison with a skinhead, you watch, and some tats.
Yeah, some prison tats, a little swastika on the side of the head.
I don't know that I would have gone so readily to prison today.
Well, it's not like he didn't try. The Supreme Court finally turned him down.
I would have been a fugitive from justice, man. I'd have been in Panama, someplace with some loose extradition treaties.
Come on, man. You're Peter Navarro. You can't go anywhere. Or maybe he could have. 4 months? Come on. You can do 4 months. It'd be great. We'll take a few nice. We'll relax. We'll have a good time. He'll get some good shape. He'll do some push-ups and maybe get three hots and a cot. He'll be fine, man.
Have you ever been to jail, my friend? I don't think you have. I not for longer than an overnight stay, right?
Never stayed overnight either. No.
So you've never had the benefit of staying at the Crowbar Motel.
I have not. I've been detained once or twice, but never longer than a couple hours.
I've been detained once or twice for the actions of other mutual associates. Huh? You can't even claim on that. I'm just guilt by association stuff. Well, I've been hauled downtown.
Guilt by association is a thing. And maybe that's why there's not a bunch of billionaires stepping up to pay Donald Trump's bail money.
All the usual suspects. Do you think Epstein would have stepped up for him?
Hey, it's not over yet. We still don't know what's going to happen with all, Trump's travails with his money and his bond. There's lots of options. He's got like 6 days, man. Don't worry about it.
He's got till the end of the month. But let's talk about Peter Navarro. He had a report earlier today to the federal prison in Miami. And Dom, we've spent time in Miami. We went down there for a presidential debate, and we followed presidential candidate at the time, Senator Elizabeth Warren, out to Homestead, Florida, where she went to visit immigrant children that were being held in a compound. And she stood on a ladder with a little Latino girl, and they waved at the kids over the fence. And the kids waved back, and, they were in, like, little orange jumpsuits, right? They were being held like criminals, these children, these immigrant children. Those were the Trump immigration policies. We'll get to immigration policies, I suspect, in this big showdown. But I recall about Miami and Homestead. It was hot as hell.
It was, man. It was.
I mean,
it was hot. I mean, it was summer. It was what, July? Well, when was it? It was July in Florida, man.
It's, buddy, it's, I went to Miami last March. It was in the 90s in March in Miami, man. Last year. I didn't look for the local weather reports, but in the next 4 months, he's going to have to shave his hair, his head, because otherwise it's going to throw up on him, man.
No, man. You got that slick stuff. You just run down and buy it. It'll be fine. Try some cigarettes. That's why he's at the gas station giving his comments today. Before we get to the sound, a little bit from the CNN on Navarro. What Navarro's incarceration could look like. According to CNN, Navarro's expected to spend 90 days behind bars, given federal laws that allow for early release of certain inmates. Oh, come on, truth and sentencing. 90 days is supposed to be 4 months.
That would be 120 days.
Why do Republicans love crime? Republicans are the party of crime. I mean, literally the party of the crime. But anyway, I digress. It's not really funny anymore because they literally are. CNN goes on. He's hoping to be assigned to an air-conditioned dormitory reserved for elderly male inmates, according to Sam Mangle, the prison consultant Navarro hired to prepare for his incarceration. I didn't know there was a prison consultant industry.
Oh, yeah. Haven't you seen the movie? Yeah. Get Hard? Guy helps him get ready for prison. It's Will Ferrell. I believe Chris Rock, maybe, is the guy that's going to help him get hard for prison. No,
the short guy. I forget his name.
Not Chris Rock. Anyways, it'll come back.
Brian, where are you at when I need you, man? The air-conditioned dormitory reserved for elderly male inmates That dormitory houses 80 men in bunk beds. There will be no privacy in the dorm. It can be scary and intimidating, but he is going to be perfectly safe, he said. Navarro will have access to TVs that are set up in the prison that allow for him to follow the news, and he will be able to use email and make phone calls. What? Email and phone calls?
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart was the actor in Get Hard. He was the one that taught Will Ferrell how to get hard for prison. Get ready.
The prison is one of the older ones in the country, and it sits next to the city zoo. Not only can you hear the lions, you can hear the lions roar every morning, they said.
The lions never roar. It's been since the 1950s. Oh, you mean the literal lions, not the Detroit lions.
Don't stop believing, Crudy. Don't stop believing. So come on, he's in an air-conditioned bunk bed with a bunch of other old dudes, and he's going to watch TV and be on his email and make phone calls? What kind of punishment is that? I mean, for real.
Does he
got to be out, you know, breaking rocks or digging a hole and then filling it back up? Oh, what are we talking about here?
Conjugal visits? Internet porn? What sort of pennies does this guy get them?
Dogs and cats living together. Past hysteria.
Now, I had a similar condition when...
Is that Club Fed? I'm sorry, but would you consider that a
Yes.
Club Fed?
Yes.
Yes.
Similar conditions when I was stuck with 21 days in day jail. And six days a week, I could get out for 12 hours a day. It was, yes, I had a youthful indiscretion, and I was convicted, and I had to do, ultimately, it was 21 days in jail.
You pled guilty, though, right? Yeah.
I pled. No contest. It's a slight difference under the law. I didn't contest the charges against me.
Why not, man? I mean, it's like, should be like Trump, just drag it out. It'll be fine. Sooner or later, you'll become president, and you make it all just go away.
Well, my only point was, I don't care who you are. You're scared as you know what, walking into a penal facility. And I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I went to LaCrosse's Huber. And at the time, I would say it was filled with guys guilty of third DUIs. That's what it was filled with. I mean, there was very little to fear personally, physically, like getting beat up or whatever. You just don't know, man. I don't know.
This is more of a jail, though, like under a year, right? Jail versus prison.
And yes.
Plus you're in and out. So it's not hardcore.
Not that first day, though. The first day I was in was my stay all day day. So I had 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we were in barracks. And one of the stories I probably shouldn't tell on the radio because it includes me probably committing a felony, but I can.
I mean, well, statute of limitations, man, you're fine. It's
while incarcerated, that first night, I smoked weed in jail, in the barrack style jail. In fact, it was like 6:30 in the morning. I was in my bed, and guys were getting up to go to work, and they would let most of the people out for work. But these sheriff's deputies were more interested in catching guys smoking cigarettes around the dorms. So I hear the car keys jingling, and I knew, oh God, that's a sheriff's deputy. And sure enough, they would take your keys. You couldn't have keys. So if he had keys, he was a sheriff's deputy. And so anyways, I got smoke in my lungs. I've blown it into a towel. The guy's no more than 20 feet away from me. I get up, I put on a t-shirt, and I walk past him, and he turns, and we walk past each other, and I just sucked in my breath like, and then I went out to the common area and I drank some coffee really quick and just prayed for the best. And that was probably a felony. Hope Peter Navarro doesn't commit any more.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you hang out with us at the political party. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, so as I told the story, within 24 hours of being put into the Huber facility, yeah. I was smoking the devil's lettuce in the Huber facility and nearly got caught. Should have gotten caught, really, by, I mean, that sheriff's deputy clearly was uninformed if he couldn't smell that on my breath. At that point, we were 6 inches apart, man. 6 inches. I mean, you can smell a guy's halitosis at 2 feet. I know he smelled it.
You know, but like that green bud was super stink. You know what I mean? It probably wasn't like that because you couldn't even smuggle that stuff in. So if I recall back in those days, it was kind of that brick weed. So, you know, didn't have a great smell, kind of smelled like dirt.
It probably did. At least the guy I knew mostly had dirty stuff.
I
gotta tell you though, Donald Trump's got to be feeling like a caged animal when you know you're guilty of something, as I did, and you know, call it a youthful indiscretion, but they charged it as a felony. And you know, the no contest pleading was to get it down to a misdemeanor and to not get a more substantial record, which would prevent me from getting, you know, let's say college federal aid or, you know, vote in the state of Wisconsin. You know,
consequences of your actions. Right?
Other more significant consequences.
Were you reformed? I mean, you smoked weed the first day in Huber. Oh, okay, I get it. It's a hotel jail. But did you come out reformed? Did you change your ways? Did you see the light, man?
Well, I was your roommate the next 2 years while on probation, and you were the drug dealer, so.
I couldn't believe you. That was totally uncalled for.
Well, you know, was it a problem? Ultimately, nope. It was not a problem.
So no problem. No harm, no foul.
No harm, no fouls. We lived in the cleanest. Like we had the cleanest house ever, right? Because all the fingerprints got wiped away each and every night. But here would be my point. You know, it is a humiliating experience. I, you know, with 30 years behind me, I can tell it like a joke. But at the time, man, it was devastating to my life. It set me back. If you had caught me committing some other crime at 21 or 22 and said, you're going to jail, I don't know, man, I might've jumped in the river. It was that dissuasive. Like, it's the worst possible experience. And I've been in the Army, I've worked construction, and I've been to jail, and I've had a 30-year friendship with you. And I got to tell you, you know, second to your friendship, jail's pretty bad. Jail is pretty, pretty bad. And I would not want to replicate. It's the loss of personal freedom, right? So sure. As much as I take a little glee at the fact that Peter Navarro is heading off to prison, not really, man. This guy is suffering on the inside. I mean, for those that would take Lee, I'm just telling you, this guy is suffering. And so is Donald Trump in a big sort of way.
But here's the thing.
He knows he's guilty.
Come on. So what? The narcissist in him doesn't allow for it. You got to have shame to feel that kind of feeling, Crudy. And if you are to that nth degree, that it's not even there, man.
And you asked me, did it reform me in some way, shape, or form? There were many times like where I was overly drunk at a bar or something where I would have, you know, popped off or probably taken a punch at a guy or something, you know, just done something that I shouldn't have done that would have ended my ass up in a night in jail. And I'd like to think I restrained myself. At least three or four of those nights, you would have been the target. So,
thankfully, that didn't happen, Curdy, because you'd have been very injured. But the point is that you came out, you never flipped over another car again, right?
No, I was reformed. I never flipped another municipal / cop car over in my life, other than that one bad night, which in my memory was still the funnest and greatest night of my life. I mean, it really was a hell of a good time that day.
It was
8 a.m. till like 3 in the morning. If you can party, you know, and there were some drugs involved, but if you can party for like 20 hours straight, you've had a good day. And it was like 72 degrees in April. Weather, the shrooms, the colleagues, the friends, the setting. It was all just a wonderful evening.
Bonding, you know, I mean, we all really felt as one.
Well, you mean the bonding that evening or the bond I had to make to be let out of jail?
The bonding that evening, not the actual bond that you were able to eventually obviously get out, right? Did you have to call your friends? I mean, how did you? No, because you didn't get caught that night. It was
no, I got caught on I got caught on Crime Stoppers. The worst feeling of my life. I was in Lindy's.
Oh man, it's the most famous you ever were.
Well, until now, until I tell this story on the radio. No, I was in Lindy's. It was like 10:30. On a, you know, like a Friday night, I assume we're in the bar, right? Although that doesn't really lessen the chance, but it was a summer night, so you never can tell. It could have been a Tuesday for all I know. And we're in Lindy's bar, and
the news drinks on Thursdays, man.
The news was on, and then immediately after the news, Crime Stoppers. And there I was. Three guys in a frame, but I was the guy in the middle. I was framed up perfect. And it was so clearly me. You know, I had hair back then. I wish I had that. You know, that videotape is still being played in Shooter's Bar each and every night since 1990. Rudy is still playing the tape. He's playing it right now. I guarantee it. The bar is open. It's after 4 o'clock. You go down to 3rd Street. Rudy's got me on the video player, and I'm rocking that car. And it turned into chaos from there. But the rocking, and it was me and Roop, not even me. And you were there as well. I didn't even know you then.
I didn't know you then, but I was. And I got to tell you, as an observer, because I was probably 10 feet behind you, I thought I saw that. And all of a sudden I saw, you know, you and Roop and a couple other folks, so one by one, kind of jump on and started getting a little higher, bounce a little higher. I'm like, oh, that looks like fun.
It was
and
super fun. I had a little thing
in my head, and it hit me. Then mine went off. Before yours did, Curdy.
Mine went off when the car came up off the wheels to about a 45 degree angle. And when it got up to like where you're bench pressing that car, and I'm like, this is a really bad idea. And I did like the NBA player. I like self-hugged, like no foul, no foul.
It wasn't there, man.
It's not that I remember any of the events of that evening, but I've reviewed the videotape enough times. If not, then, you know, with my lawyer and eventually in court.
It's in my head, man. I mean, I don't remember a lot of things sometimes, Curdy, but that one is etched into my brain. That and the smell of tear gas. It's a thing. Brings me back to lacrosse.
Well, as I was recently back from the military, I had been exposed to the tear gas, Dom. That was old hat for me. I'd rather do tear gas than jail. I'll just say that. I would have been a fugitive from justice. You know, my buddy Frank, my roommate, my sophomore year, he shaved his head, joined the army, and I've never heard or seen from him again. And he was my roommate, dude. Talking about a fugitive from justice. Frank, if you're out there, call the show. It's okay. The statute of limitations is over. Unless, you know, you're a general in the army, then that could still get you in trouble. 844 967-2789. Remember the day Elliot called the show?
Yeah. Wednesday on Up North News Radio, the clean energy jobs of the future are coming to rural America. Wisconsin is no exception.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling on Republican lawmakers to release $15 million for health care in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, where two of the community's hospitals are set to close Friday.
Wisconsinites in western Wisconsin should not have to wait any longer than they already have. It's time for the Republicans to take this issue seriously and to do the right thing.
It's up to the Joint Finance Committee to release the money. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrutinizing work-from-home policies at state government agencies. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee is holding a hearing today. An audit in December shows one in every four state workers is allowed to work from home 2 to 5 days a week. There's talk of possibly selling offices that aren't being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth first responders have come up with a fun way to promote blood drives in the area. According to a Northern News Now report, the Duluth Police Department, Fire Department, and Mayo Clinic Ambulance Services will be competing in the first Battle of the Badges blood drive competition. Officials see it as a way to get more residents out to donate much-needed blood and promote the relationship between the organizations in a fun way. The drive will be held on April 17th at the Mayo Clinic Ambulance Service. Spirit Mountain has officially ended its winter skiing season. According to a Northern News Now report, Spirit Mountain Recreation Area in Duluth held one last event on the final day of their winter season this Saturday, which included free events and a costume contest. Officials with Spirit Mountain said they wished for a more typical winter with more snow to make their jobs easier, but they managed to do things differently to make sure everyone who visited the area had the chance to take advantage of the mountain.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Yesterday, I mentioned a new historical fiction narrative series on Apple called Manhunt. It's officially become one of Pete's picks. Manhunt refers to the search for John Wilkes Booth in the wake of the Lincoln assassination at Ford's Theater following the Civil War. The first two episodes were a great weekend watch. If you like a good period piece, check it out. Remember the Brat Pack? The New York Post reports that there's a new Hulu documentary called Brats being put together by Andrew McCarthy, who is one of the main brats in said pack. McCarthy's getting the old gang back together, but one brat in particular will not appear, and that's Judd Nelson. Nelson declined the invitation, saying Andrew McCarthy is a nice guy and all, but I haven't talked to him in like 35 years. The phrase Brat Pack was coined in 1985. Its members included McCarthy, Molly Ringwald, Mayor Winningham, Emilio Estevez, and Rob Lowe. The group's name was derived from Frank Sinatra's gang called the Rat Pack, which included Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and a whole lot more cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low near 10 above. And a mostly sunny forecast for tomorrow, a little breezy at times, highs to the mid-20s. Then increasing clouds for Thursday, snow developing for Thursday night, wrapping up early Friday with accumulations. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The way you were karaokeing along, Tom, I thought you were going to burst in the song there.
Oh, you couldn't tell that was me singing, Crudy.
You were Eddie Money. What are you two?
Money, money, money. Money, money. Hey, man, Navarro's going to need some money when he's in the pen. We got some sound. I want to get to it before we forget about it, Crudy, but go ahead.
Okay, you don't have to chastise me. I already had Britch at the ready. Right. Play some more Eddie Money for your ass. Keep it to yourself, Salvia. I know what we're doing around here.
So Peter Navarro, he was, what, a White House trade advisor going to jail for what? Obstruction of Congress? Or?
Well, what did he do? Here's the dumbest part. He failed to respond to a congressional subpoena for both documents, right, and testimony. But he went on Ari Melber and completely confessed, dude. He rolled out, I believe he called it the Green Bay sweep. It was the fake elector scheme. I mean, not a smart criminal. You know, if you're not going to testify, if you're not going to respond to the J6 committee, the congressional subpoenas, don't go on MSNBC with a lawyer and go confess your guilt, sir. That would be my, you know, free legal advice, as I am not a lawyer, but the guy you went and confessed to is, and it was like he was getting cross-examined, and ultimately, I hate to say anyone deserves what he gets, but he does. What? He deserves this.
Man, you know, I mean, people deserve what they get, good and bad, right? That's okay, man.
Well, we don't all get what we deserve, Tom. You've deserved far worse in life than life has handed you. And there are some people like the Central Park Five that Donald Trump was advocating to keep in prison for the rest of their lives. They were exonerated by DNA evidence. So it's not like a innocent man has never been put behind bars.
Clearly. And,
but
and
that like, ain't this.
That is not this. It's not even close. And with the Republicans being so soft on crime, Navarro, who failed to defy or who failed to honor a congressional subpoena, sentenced to 4 months in prison, will only do 90 days. Soft on crime, Republicans.
Now, I thought Jeff, our pal Jeff from Sherwood, who's a frequent flyer on the text line, a few of the texts, Jeff's already been texting in. Crudy, check where Navarro is. The lowest security is a prison for a bunch of rich white-collar guys. Also, a couple of texters corrected me on the Get Hard movie. Carmella and others said, it's Kevin Hart, you dummy. And then Dana said, 90 days? Fuh! The Constitution calls for hanging or firing squad for what these traitors did. Well, it was actually the defiance of Congress that got him the 4 months, 90 right. days in.
But if it's deterrence, and I, you know, we kind of got to this when you told your story from we were in college together. It's a deterrence. You felt it, man. Again, I think you got to have some shame. You can't be a narcissist like Trump or even to a lesser degree, perhaps Navarro, but you know, okay. But 90 days, man, it didn't get, you got to walk around. You got to talk your trash. Now you're going to go do 90 days. And that's going to what?
That will be dissuasive. 90 days. Yes.
30 days in the hole, man. 90 days in the hole. So what? He's not going to do any criming anymore. I mean, come on, I don't believe it for a minute, man.
I bet that Peter Navarro will never commission another coup against the government and then fail to respond to congressional subpoena and then go on MSNBC.
Peter Navarro will get out of jail, and if Donald Trump wins that election, will be rewarded by Donald Trump to be a White House advisor for trade or something more than that, because Donald Trump, he sometimes pays those back. Look at Weisselberg. Weisselberg went to jail. Now it's what, for a second time? And Trump's paying him like a couple million dollars to keep his mouth shut. So, you know, it's hard for me to feel bad, but I think it's very important to recognize people like Weisselberg, and who knows what happens with Navarro after he gets out, but presumably they're going to be okay.
Dom, we've got callers and we've got sound from Peter Navarro. Let's get the the pissy young man, and I hate to use that coarse language, but he said literally his quote was something to the effect, "I'm pissed." Let's play it for the people so they can judge for themselves.
All right.
The coarseness of the language.
Let's start with cut number one, going to jail. Peter Navarro.
A little story here is Navarro's going to prison today. you guys
not a short
will
joke?
Certainly focus on that little story, but what I suggest to you as journalists is that there's two really bigger stories that you might want to report on and even do some research on. Because these are big issues. This is not about me.
Well, it is today. Today it's about you going to prison. And as a journalist of some renown, or at least journalist adjacent, I'm actually kind of enjoying the coverage of this topic at this moment in history.
Rich, let's keep going. The Navarro outside of a gas station. Cut number two, please.
One of the big stories is about what is really an unprecedented assault on the constitutional separation of powers and the doctrine of executive privilege as a critical tool dating back to George Washington of effective presidential decision making. When I walk in that prison today, the justice system, such as it is, will have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege.
Politico fact checked him on this point. He didn't actually offer any clear or convincing evidence. And that's perhaps why he's walking his ass into a prison today, is because it's one thing to assert it. It's another to back it up with, let's call it, evidence. And you didn't even bother showing up for the J6 committee. If he'd have showed up, Dom, he wouldn't be going to prison. If he'd have showed up and said, "I plead the fifth. I feel like I've been compelled by executive privilege not to give full and compelling testimony. Okay, what about the non-privileged information?" Right? Because he still would have had to testify to that. So it was his flouting of the process of the subpoenas. Although I would point out, Jim Jordan did the same.
Jim Jordan, I was just going to say,
and Steve Bannon is convicted of the very same charges and is out on appeal. But,
different
you
judge.
Know, Navarro, you lost the Carbo lottery, I guess.
Right. Man. Someone's got to be the example. A couple more from the jailbird. Here comes Navarro. Cut number three, please.
The second and related story has to do with the emergence of lawfare and the partisan weaponization of our justice system. That's prison. That's where they take your freedom. But as hard as it will be on me, and as hard as it will be on anybody who is in there, it's harder on their families. And this is who those Democrats have hurt.
Yes, it's all the harm done to Peter Navarro's family because, you know what, he thought he had executive privilege with Trump, who never said that, never provided any documentation, any proof of that. He probably had a fair amount of opportunity to go and present the facts as they were. Hey, you don't have it. Well, maybe I'll come and talk then. Nope, didn't do that. And so now here we go. We got one more. If you would please, Rich. No, is that it?
No,
we're all
that's
done.
It. All that's right. All the Peter all right. Navarro you get. Jailbird.
Yeah.
Three doses. That's all you get. 844-967-2789. Let's go to our phones. Rico from Rock County. Rico, you sound like a jailbird.
Oh, God, yeah. Hey, I'm glad we got Navarro out of the way. That idiot, he's one of the major idiots. I'm glad we're done. Are we done with him now? Okay, let's move back to the
Devils. He'll be in Trump's White House if Trump gets in the White House.
No, I'd rather go back to the college days. Now, I got a problem. I've never called in. Hey, I got a lot of problems with you guys. Hey, you're messing with my head. Hey, now, I never call in this early, but I actually pulled off the side of the road and parked my truck for 10 minutes waiting to talk to this. Hey, now, I can understand all this malfeasance and all these shenanigans and your pure heathenistic behavior in your college days. I can understand that coming from Dom. He gets a pass. He gets a total do not, you know, $200 pass go. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Rico. Crudy,
yes, Crudy.
Yes, yes, Crudy, Dad.
When you were bench pressing the car, is that when you became a believer?
In God or the legal system?
And whatever will save your miserable ass, because you are exhibiting some bad behavior. You
Rico,
know
it is a two-tiered justice system. My buddy Roop had the same lawyer I did, only Roop's dad hired the guy through his private attorney firm. And I, being an indigent, broke-ass college kid, hired him through the public defender's office. The former district attorney of La Crosse County, Roger LeGrand, my defense attorney, Roop got 30 days, I got 60 days, and my guy showed up for sentencing with martinis on his breath. I think that's a two-tier justice system. Rico, I should have appealed. I just couldn't make the $454 million bond.
I got to check, Crudy.
Okay, but hey, Crudy, let's step back. Why did you need this man's services in the first place? Can you answer me that?
Because I broke the law, man. I was out criming.
Did we forget about that part?
Oh, no,
we forgot about that.
It mostly was the drug-induced blackout. So technically, yes, I did forget about that part. But the videotape reminded me, Rico.
Hey, you know what, Crudy? At least Dom's got an excuse. I haven't heard yours yet.
What was Dom's excuse? Tom was right there just about to make the same bad decisions as I was making.
Timing's everything, Rico.
Hey, he's a self-proclaimed atheist devil worshiper. What more do you need from the man?
Atheist, sure. Devil worship? I told you, I'm an atheist. Devil's a Christian god.
Hey, it's okay if the audience has a little devil worship thing going on with us, Dom. It's okay.
Devil's advocates worship, sure.
I'm not clear what Rico's point is. Like, Dom can go and be a drug dealer and, you know, want to participate in the criming of the Coon Creek riots of 1990. But because Crudy took one more action step than Dom on that particular issue, not the selling of the seeds and the stems, that was another guy. That was an ongoing conscientious effort at criming that perhaps rivals the Trump org.
I was just ahead of my time, man. Ahead of my time. I mean, look at Illinois. Look at Michigan. Look at Minnesota.
Well, man. I had one youthful indiscretion, you know, inspired by booze, your weed probably, and some mushrooms. I mean, I gotta blame it on advice of counsel. Yeah. I got some bad advice that I could handle all those drugs in the same time on the same day, and clearly I couldn't.
It was glorious. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Time until
I'm sure Peter Navarro and the Trumpsters and January Sixers, they were all having a good time too, right until the consequences.
What consequences? Trump's leading the Republican ticket right now. There's no consequence yet. Now Navarro, all right, different consequence. He got his 90 days.
You know, after took my 21-day hitch in Huber day jail, which meant 3 days in and, like, you know, 18 working days where I was out 12 hours a day, and I only really had to work this split shift. But anyways, I told him I was gone for 12 days so I could go home and smoke weed between work shifts. But talking about no consequences. But I forget what the more important point here was.
That's something to do with Peter Navarro and smoking too much weed and losing your memory.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Apparently, you smoke too much weed, you lose your memory. So I'll come back on the other side with a great story, maybe, maybe a punchline, maybe. Or perhaps you can provide your own, 844-967-2789. Oh, house arrest is worse than day jail. But, you know, I wasn't at Mar-a-Lago, but, you know, if Melania's there, she's not going to be happy.
She's sleeping.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Radio show going back to the line.
You can join us at 844-967-2789.
We're going back to the lines because I had another thought, but we can do that. You don't have to be jerks.
Well, if you want to get it up before you forget it, Curdy, that's totally fine.
I'll come back. We'll come back. We'll get to a couple callers first. Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Oh, I just peachy keen, as my granny used to say. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Navarro getting, I don't care, 4 months or 90 days. That's like about giving the same thing to a consigliere of a mafia organization, the guy that planned all of the operations. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. That isn't really why I called, though. Today is the first day of early voting for a lot of people, and I realize it's not a day for grievances, but I'm still going to mention two things, and that is those two bogus constitutional amendments, which would be virtually impossible to reverse no matter who's in power.
Jack, you mean on the Wisconsin spring election, which the actual day is April 2nd. But there are two conspiracy theory-laden constitutional amendments that are not there to create light so much as create befuddlement amongst the electorate. Right, Jack?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The first one basically says that you can't accept any kind of outside money for to help conduct the elections, which would allow, of course, whoever happened to be in power, gee, I wonder who that is, to basically cut back the amount of funding for things like, oh, maybe polling locations or people to count the ballots and then be able to...
Well, Jack, that's, of course, the Republican efforts to create equity between the small markets and the big markets is the reason so many Wisconsin municipalities were willing to accept... And we're seeking the quote unquote Zucker bucks because they needed the money to administer their elections.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And that's exactly my point. That's what this is. That's what the first one is all about. The second one, I don't know what they don't define anything about what who would be prohibited from helping in the elections. They simply say something like, only those authorized people, something like that.
By the legislature, of course.
Yeah, right. From what I've read, even the attorneys that advised them on this didn't have any idea exactly whom that would prohibit from helping. So, for instance, it could conceivably prohibit somebody from helping a disabled person with their ballot. It could conceivably prohibit people like me, who I've been now for the last several elections, I've been a poll observer for the League of Women Voters. They could possibly throw me out and say, hey, you're not an election official, so you can't be there. I mean, that's what this is about again. It's about as much control over the elections as possible and trying to cast as much of a negative light on our election systems. And we have a very, very clean election system in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, Jack, are you saying you're going to vote no on both of those?
That will be my vote. Of course, I can't advise anybody else, but whatever you think is right.
Well, Jack, we'll do the advising around here. We advise you to vote no on the constitutional amendments being presented on the Wisconsin spring electoral ballots. They are created in conspiracies, and they're really to advance this Republican, you know, every election is stolen if our guy doesn't win.
Vote no. 844-967.
2789. Vote no because Crudy says vote no, not because Dom said vote no.
Okay, man. Whatever it takes.
Mark from SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I already voted. I voted today, and I voted no on both those referendums.
Did you do so because Crudy wanted you to vote no or because Dom wanted you to vote no?
No pressure, Mark.
I voted because I wanted to vote no. Deceptiveness.
That's no way to join a cult.
And as far as Navarro, you know, the wicked thought tossed in my head. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Office Space and the kind of prisons that they were afraid to go to for their crimes when they finally figured out they had gotten caught. And I was kind of hoping that that's where he would be sent. But I really hope he doesn't get any negative actions while he's in prison. You know, that like some of those bad old prison films where they, you know, what happens to some of those guys in prison. But that God bless him and let the man, you know, continue climbing when he gets out, because he was one of the authors of the Wisconsin sweep and trying to, you know, take my vote away in the election with the whole fake electors thing, which he can go to hell for.
And Mark, and thanks for the call, man. And I think that's something when we talk about this, and of course we jest, and, you know, he did this, he did his criming, and we talk in generalities. It's absolutely what they tried to do, Mark. They tried to take away our votes, man. And that is the serious issue. And for a guy who helped coordinate that, and it was also, you know, part of the advising of the president on this issue, he keeps his mouth shut and he gets 90 days. Like I said, man, if Trump gets in, Navarro would be right back by his side.
Well, that, of course, is just 90 days for not testifying before Congress. That speaks nothing to the underlying criminal conspiracy, Dom.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. You know, I'm glad we took our callers and cleaned up the lines a bit. Don't like to leave our audience hanging forever. And there'll be plenty more opportunities, a happier happy hour coming next. But Dom, an opinion piece. I just want to throw the headline out and see if it gets under your skin a little bit.
Okay.
Ruth Marcus, fair's fair. Trump should be able to appeal the judgment against him. At the Washington Post. You know, we're talking about law and order, crime and punishment. She's saying fair is fair. Trump should have the ability to appeal this massive judgment against him. We'll talk about it. And also, the U.S. Supreme Court says Texas can just create their own laws out of whole cloth regarding immigration. Just arrest people.
It'll be fine. What
would the charges be? How do you make bail? How long are you going to hold these people in custody? And, you know, the U.S. doesn't deport people from non-contiguous countries, meaning unless you're from Mexico, we don't, like, push you back at the border. But if they're from Guatemala, did Texas just set itself up for a whole extradition program?
Guatemala, they'll just push them into Mexico and thereby becoming, you know, human trafficker.
We'll see. We'll talk about plenty of these topics and take your phone calls. It's a happier happy hour, devil style. 844-96-PARTY.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sentencing day for two of six Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to charges of